Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, October 25th. We have a drizzly morning, Steph.
I know.
Isn't
yeah.
it cool?
Is it cool? Like no, it? I am not a fan of the drizzling
You're
rain.
You're not into rain.
No.
How was the traffic this morning?
Same as usual, actually.
Really?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Oh, because in L.A., man, the traffic gets like crazy when it starts raining here.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, well, when it starts raining,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, this
that's
is not really rain.
That's a reasonable reason for it to like... there to be traffic. But sometimes L.A., it's like there's just traffic for no reason.
Yeah.
And you're stuck for like an hour, and then all of a sudden, immediately, you're like going 60 an hour.
I know.
And you don't see any accident. It's like, what the heck?
I know. You don't understand it, you know. But I've read about this, and it's really interesting to understand how freeway traffic moves and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And the reason you see this is because, you know, if you are like you know, if you just the traffic just stops, it's because somebody stepped on their brake an hour ago or so,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's just sort of like a
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a process, you know, so and then it moves like a spring, you know, how a spring like contracts. And
oh,
then
yeah.
It, yeah, that's the way it works. You know, it's like, think about it. You know, one guy stops, everybody slows and stops behind him. And then
right.
he starts
Which
going
is so annoying. It only takes one idiot, you know, to slow down to delay everybody else.
Yeah.
I get so mad. I'm like a very like road rage type
yeah.
person.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm like that, too, when I get on the freeways. That's why I try to avoid them as much mm-hmm. as possible.
I just give myself extra time.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I actually enjoy traffic as long as I have the time and I'm not running late. If I'm running late, I'm like an anxious freak. You
I know,
acting
I know.
Up.
You got to give yourself plenty of time mm-hmm. with the traffic out here. But, you know, when it does start raining here, it's people drive like crazy, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's
or
slippery.
Drive too slow.
To,
yeah.
Well, you have to be careful because it does get slippery. And but.
It does, but,
yeah,
but people
no
will still
reason.
Cut in front of you.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I know. Unbelievable.
LA drivers, man, you know.
Definitely
so did you feel anything with Obama's trip here? I mean, did you get any traffic?
But I mean, I did my research, you know. I was very serious about it because last time he was in town, I was stuck in traffic for like 2 hours.
Wow.
It was just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that is so frustrating. And the worst part about it is if you're like starving, which at that time I was so hungry. So not being able to eat and being stuck in this traffic, it was miserable.
Yeah.
So no, yesterday I had it all planned out exactly where I was going to go, what streets to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel he was here, you know. That doesn't really yeah. matter. I don't care.
Yeah, but God forbid you hit one of the streets where he's, you know, the area he was in. Oh,
I know.
You'd be miserable.
I know. And it makes you wonder, why don't they just take him by helicopter, you know? What the hell are they driving
right.
for, you know?
Good point.
Yeah.
So angry. It makes me so angry. I'm just enthralled this morning.
Yeah, it sounds like a great mood.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm in such a great mood too this morning.
Yeah, no, I can tell. It's just
really?
Yeah.
That's good. How can you tell I'm in a good mood?
Gee, let's see. You're laughing
mornings.
A lot.
Oh, okay. Good. Do you belong to a gym?
No, I don't. You
oh
know
my
that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Come
but
on.
You do. You just joined, right?
Yeah, I just joined like, I don't know, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago or so?
Oh,
yeah.
It's great.
So have you been going?
Oh, yeah. I go every day.
Wow.
Well, I've missed one day so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. But yesterday when I went, I get really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get competitive unless someone gives me a reason to. And, you know, I'm on the pre-core machine. And, you know, it's kind of like you're skiing in a way. I don't mm-hmm. know. Up and down with your legs, pure cardio. And a chick, you know, gets on the machine next to me, same machine, And all I can do is see her, like, she's just staring at me.
Really?
And she'll just keep looking at me. And then you can tell she's looking at, like, my incline, like, my numbers on the machine. And then she's trying to out, like, she's trying to outdo me. Do better, like, go faster.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are we competing here? So, of course, I have to go faster. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm pressing my incline. I'm going a little faster and
really?
Steeper. And then she does it. She keeps looking at me.
Are you sure that's what she was looking for?
She was looking directly at me. And then
really?
I would look, and I'd catch her looking at me, and I'd look at her, and I'd smile.
Right.
And she was just like, I mean, she was just so serious. You just knew there was, like, a competition going on.
Yeah, so you bought right into it.
Well.
You kept going.
In
well,
many
that's
ways,
good.
I like that. Because
yeah.
it just, it makes me work
yeah,
harder.
Yeah, it keeps you going, huh?
Yeah. I need a reason to work out, you know? So if there's a hot guy, you know, across the gym, and he's lifting weights, I just look at him.
That's a
know?
Good. That's a good reason to work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever works. Whatever floats your boat, right?
Exactly. You know, I used to work out so much. I just loved it, you know. And I know while you work out, you know, you've got to go almost every day. Otherwise, you feel like shit, you know.
Well, it starts to
because
become.
Because your body gets used to it, you
yeah.
know, and you want to have it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Adrenaline. It does become slightly an addiction, you know, where you know, and that's just like with losing weight too. I have anybody that says they want to lose 10 pounds, once they've lost that 10 pounds, it's like still not enough and they feel like you got to keep going.
Right.
'Cause you have control over and you constantly want to see some kind of progression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with working out too. Like every time even I go, I kind of want to do just an extra minute or 2 minutes on the machine, you
mm-hmm.
know, something just more. You always want to be doing better and
yeah.
more, but you know, that's not always helpful. Sometimes, you know, and so you do need days off as well.
That's true.
To let
huh?
your body kind of.
You can injure yourself otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
yeah.
pretty cool. So you like it so far?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be a heavy worker outer.
Really?
Worker outer. Can you tell by my vocabulary? Actually, believe it or not, though, I was a personal trainer in New York City.
You were?
For about 2 years, yeah, while I was training and doing my acting training. But it's so exhausting.
Really?
And it honestly just becomes more of a therapy session where you're not really training these people. You're just hearing their problems. And it would stress me out.
So when was the last time you went to a gym before you joined them?
Oh, gosh.
A long time?
Well, I moved here a year and a half ago. And when I first moved here, I joined Gold's Gym.
Mm-hmm.
But I only joined like the monthly plan.
Mm-hmm.
And after a month, I quit because I didn't like that gym.
Right.
And, you know, it's all about the atmosphere for me and the group of people there and how it feels. And
right.
if I don't feel motivated to go to that gym,
yeah.
I'm not going to waste
yeah,
my
go,
you know,
right.
money on it. So up until then, it's been like, yeah, it's pretty much been a year and a half since I've joined.
Wow. Well, good for you. I salute
yeah.
you for
Woo-hoo!
Having the willpower to do that and the
oh, yeah.
determination.
Yeah. But I tell you, I am noticing like such a difference, unfortunately, from like even a year ago, because I used to dance and
yeah.
you know, the natural body, I have to get it back.
Yeah.
I have to get it back.
Well, so you mentioned an injury, right? What did you, what was that all about? I mean, because you were a dancer.
Yes.
And then this, like, stopped you dead in the in your tracks,
mm-hmm.
right? Wow.
Well, I was a dancer for, like, yeah, I was training for, like, 12, 13 years really heavily. We're talking pretty much, like, 6 days a week, literally.
Wow.
And I was also in high school, though, a cheerleader, just my freshman year.
Uh-huh.
And,
cheerleader.
It's just funny because you never in a million years would look at me and say, oh, she was a cheerleader.
Why would you?
Can you
say
picture
that?
Me going, hoorah? Oh,
yeah.
No way. No way.
In high school, why not?
Oh,
you know?
God, barf. Barf-a-rama. So anyway, though, I was the flyer. So I was the one they lifted up in stunts, which, you know, is so much fun, but it's also really dangerous.
Yeah.
And I was captain of the cheerleading squad. And a lot of girls did not like that because I was a freshman and I was telling them what to do and some of them were older than me. And so I ended up just not having any friends on the cheerleading squad. So I think it was because of that, for that reason why I fell so hard, because you don't just fall unless it's kind of, I mean, obviously you can fall in a stunt, but the way I fell, it just had to be planned, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I was in a, yeah, like a double extension, whatever, I can't remember what you call it, and I fell so hard on my left side, the sciatic, that I hit my sciatic nerve so bad, my bone was like bent, and I literally for like months could not even walk, like to grab a pencil that I had dropped on the floor was just impossible.
Wow.
I was in so much pain. And I had to take a year off of dancing.
A year off.
A full year. And even after that year, honestly, even after that year, it was not the same.
It's never the same,
yeah,
huh?
I mean, doing splits and stuff like it, I still had that pain. It never really left.
Right.
So now it's gone, but I've lost the true dancer technique and ability. That's when I also started getting more into theater because I couldn't dance. I had so much extra time that I wasn't used to. So I joined the drama club and community theater programs and discovered that that's what I really wanted to do. So as much as it sucked, it was also a blessing.
I guess. Were you devastated in the beginning?
Of course.
Not being able to dance?
Dancing was my life.
Yeah,
my life. True. Every single day I competed. I also did like pageants and, you know, my talent was dancing. Like my life was dancing.
Wow.
And even to this day, like there's some kind of emptiness I feel that like my body just yearns to dance. So when I go to the gym after my cardio, I usually go into the room where they have classes, and I'll do some dancing. Nothing crazy, but you know, my own choreography, just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because it's expressing your body, expressing a story and an emotion through your body, and I think it's important for everyone to try it.
Really,
yeah.
Dancing?
Dancing's really healthy, mind, but the whole body, spirit, everything.
Right. Now, where did you dance? Like in high school and stuff, or where did you perform?
From when I was like 5 years old to whatever age that was, 16, 17, was when I was heavily training to become a professional. And I took classes nonstop, and then you know when you take those classes you are part, sometimes there are teams, like so I had a dance team that I was on and we competed and we traveled and competed, and then I performed in Disney World sometimes in the summers, and that was kind of cool. You'd get paid to dance.
Wow,
that was like a dream.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a trip to Disney World.
Yeah, for like 2 months and perform. Heck yeah.
Really? Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was neat. I mean, I wasn't truly a professional at that time. I was still too young to really, you know, be at the Kennedy Center performing ballet.
Yeah. Now, was that something you wanted to get into, or did your parents get you into it?
Well, my parents threw me into it around like 5 years old.
Right.
Yeah, but
before you know what you really want.
Yeah, but if I didn't want to, I mean, they were never stage parents.
Right.
I would have stopped immediately, but I loved it.
Yeah.
My sisters, on the other hand, you know, they took dance classes when they were young too, but they fell out of it pretty early. They weren't as passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, so my parents never, they just thought it was something good to keep us active. We were always doing 100 different things.
Mm.
When I think back on it, I'm like, God, my poor mom and dad. I mean, their life was like driving us everywhere. They just drove us everywhere.
Yeah.
Picked us up, dropped us off, picked us up again, dropped us off.
I know, that's terrible. You know, when I was a kid, man, we would walk or take the bus everywhere, you know. Our parents wouldn't take us anywhere. But then I guess everything was pretty close by, you know.
It
wasn't like a big city.
Things were much farther where I lived. It wasn't, so tight and close together.
I know. Plus, it's not as safe now to let your kids go by themselves. Like
exactly. And especially where I grew up.
Really?
PG County. Anybody that knows Prince George's County in Maryland, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man. I loved it, though. I learned so much about culture and just different different lifestyles.
Yeah.
And ethnicities and just nationalities, just everything.
Yeah. That's good. It makes you less judgmental of people, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I got so pissed the other day, too, because, you know, two of my three boyfriends were, like, black or mixed black, whatever. You know, it's all the same to me. But a white guy told me, like, a week ago, this ticks me off, man.
Why?
He says, you know, guys look down on white girls that date black guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said that to me. I'm
really?
Thinking... okay, well, anybody that looks down on that is not a guy that I would date anyway.
Right.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So what was he trying to get you to stop?
I don't know. I don't know what he was trying to do. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, there might be something to it. I don't know. I personally don't feel that way, but maybe there are guys that
of course.
That
Everyone
do.
Has
I mean, there's
their
always
going
to be that racism, you know, wherever you go.
Yeah.
And some people won't come clean. At least he was honest about it.
I know. Unbelievable. That's a huge turnoff to me, though.
Yeah.
So.
But I heard once in porn that women get more money to do it with a black guy.
What?
You know? Yeah. Because apparently it's not as desirable as white guys. That's what I heard. You know, I don't know if it's true or not. But that's unfortunate, you know. But then again, it's porn.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. Getting paid more. You know? More money is always good. You know?
Yeah, but what does it say about the guys, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, that you have to pay someone more to be with them.
You know? I know. You know, it's just a personal preference or, you know, acquired. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's attracted to different things. I think most people are attracted to what they are. You know, you're attracted to kind of your ethnicity.
Right.
Or, you know, because it's familiar to you.
Right.
I've always been more intrigued by other ethnicities and nationalities because I like something different.
Right.
And even the one and only white guy that I was in a relationship with was still very different. Like, he was on another planet, you know.
Well, so you have a preference, you know. They say once you go black, you don't go back, you know.
Oh, I've already gone back, though. But, I mean, I would still date a black guy. I mean, I have no preference. Do you?
Do I have preference?
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer white women, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, not to say that I haven't dated other cultures and stuff, but I think it just never really happened,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
So,
yeah, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
I mean, when I was younger, I had sexual relationships with black women and stuff, but I don't think it ever became a relationship, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't had that many relationships in my life because many relationships were long, you know.
Mm.
So, but when I was single, look out, man.
I bet. So was it different? Was the sex different?
It is different. I mean, you know, look, when you're with someone new, there's a lot of excitement, you know, you guys just go crazy, you know, it's the courtship period, you know, and it's different. I brought up something here, 6 steps to rev up your marriage, you know, and that is like, you know, just to show you how the sex sort of like winds down after you're married for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well get into this.
Yeah.
It says if your sex life is troubling you, the following solutions could help. So the first one is get your Z's. They're saying that you need to
sleep.
To sleep, yeah, to
Eight
get
hours
enough
at
sleep,
least,
yeah.
Because
right? They're saying sleep is the number one aphrodisiac. Whatever, I don't know why they mean that, but it's important to feel rested, even if that means changing your schedule to include intimacy and fun at other times of the day.
I see.
All right, whatever. That's not that exciting, but I guess you know you can't perform very well if you're tired, you know.
That's true.
The next thing is exercise. You know, they're saying that a good workout pumps up dopamine and may boost levels of testosterone. So,
interesting.
Yeah. And testosterone, of course, can enhance your libido, so.
Wow, interesting. Well, I've been working out, and
there you go.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that change. It'll make me more horny, apparently.
Yeah, maybe you'll think of sex once or twice a day since you said you don't at all.
My head is on another level. I don't know.
Wow. So, I mean, was sex ever important to you in life, or was it just something that you do?
Something that you do.
Really?
Was it ever important? No. I mean, I definitely went through a phase where, you know, I didn't really, I would just sleep, not with anybody, but I wasn't really as cautious and I didn't feel like it was as important. Now I'm kind of at a point where, like, I know what I want and I don't want to just have sex with anybody. I'd rather kind of wait it off and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, just say if I have to be dating someone, or it just has to be something a little bit more meaningful.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and I hate the word, but fucking, you know?
So you want to make love, that's what you
want. Ew, I hate that option. No, that's too gooey. That's too gooey, yeah. We'll just have sex. It's not making love, it's not fucking, it's just having sex.
I see.
Passionately.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting, though, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah, maybe you haven't had any good one. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Any good sex, you know? I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine someone not thinking about it a few times a day.
No. Let's get this straight, okay?
Because you said that's
there
what
are
you said
days...
before.
Well, that would be the extreme. I mean,
I see,
certainly
okay.
There have been days in my life where sex has not crossed my mind at all for a full day, of course.
Uh-huh.
More often than not, I don't know. But there are also a lot of days where I do think about it.
Okay.
But it's not like a guy that thinks about it 24/7.
Right.
It just, you know, crosses my mind.
Right.
You know, if I'm talking or texting up a hot guy and he, you know, he's texting me back, it's going to cross my mind, of course. Can't control it.
Yeah. So how many guys are you dating right now?
Oh my God!
Do you have like a whole stable?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
That would not be a safe question. That would not be a good question for me to answer.
Okay. Well, don't walk into that minefield.
I am not exclusive with. I'm not in a relationship. I will say I'm not in a relationship with anyone. I am single.
Right. Right.
So that's all that matters.
That's what I meant. That's why I was asking. Just dating. Well, you know, just going out
casually
with people.
Dating.
But that's okay. You don't have to get into that. We need to know where to stop.
Right, exactly.
All right, so that was exercise as far as improving your sex life. Then they say go shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah,
together
whatever.
Or alone?
I don't know. Take time to discover what turns you on, from silky smooth satin pajamas to a Victorian bustier.
I get in trouble when I go shopping, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, I work so hard. I deserve this. Yeah. I'm going to buy this too. I deserve that too.
Yeah.
I end up spending so much money. It's horrible.
Are you into like sexy lingerie or do you prefer that?
Not at
all.
Huh?
I'm not into it either.
Oh, good. That's so good to hear from a guy, because I always feel like I'm such a disappointment.
Really?
Because I just wear like, no, I do not. I'm not into lingerie. I don't even own a single piece of lingerie.
Yeah.
Or I take that back. I own one piece of lingerie, but it's only because it was from a film shoot and they gave it to me because I said, I don't own any lingerie. So they felt bad.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, I think in the movies it looks good and stuff, but in real life, I don't know. I just feel it's like going out of your way to do something to turn the other person on.
Yeah,
you know?
What's the need? Aren't panties and a bra enough? And then take them off and be naked?
Exactly,
Yeah.
Lingerie. But apparently a lot of people love it. It's a successful industry, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah. So,
what's the next one?
Yeah, I guess, what else are they saying? Women-friendly erotica can help get you in the mood. Vibrators are a solid choice, too, because they allow you to explore your sexuality in private.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is I don't even know if I should say this. Uh-huh. I have never owned a vibrator.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not into that either. Who needs a vibrator when you can have the real thing? I don't get it.
I guess.
But
so you don't spend a lot of time by yourself doing this?
No, I don't.
Really?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I think you avoid sex like kryptonite.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
No, I know, but yeah.
But recently I've just been looking at it differently.
Okay.
And you know what? It's been working out for me.
Really?
Like dating, yeah, it has. Dating-wise and not just fucking a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
How does it work? I mean, you get more meaningful relationships that way?
Well, I think guys, and I've even been told this, that guys do not like to be they don't like it to be so easy. Most guys, at least that I've dated, they like a little challenge. They don't like to be given everything immediately, because what's there to look forward to? Once you've got it, and I'm kind of the same way. I'm a bit of a dude when it comes to that. Once I have had it, it's like...
Move on to the next one?
Yeah, well, is that it? Unless it's like really amazing. There has to be some kind of chemistry internally and inside. And if there's not, then it is truly just fucking. And
right.
Once
you're
got
not
that,
into
it's
that,
done.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Some women are really into fucking, We'll talk to a porn star tomorrow.
I'm excited. Yeah. I know. She's supposed to come in today, but so sorry to listeners that, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Not bad.
Thursday, we're going to have a, not in the studio, but she's a white female rapper.
Nice.
Yeah, she's from back east, and I thought that's pretty interesting stuff.
That is interesting.
Yeah,
I so like we'll rappers.
Do you?
One of the guys I never mind. Jesus. I have to filter this. I have a friend that's a white rapper.
Really?
A dude. He's a very like white hipster rapper. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's cool.
I see. Okay, you filled it out.
I filtered it to be absolutely boring. The funny thing, though, with him is, he does these rap battles. It's really cool, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had a brain fart. What I was really going to say, though, is it's so funny to me. Like, when I date a guy, I get so turned on by seeing a guy in action doing what he loves to do, such as, like, if he's passionate about rapping, seeing him perform rap, in front of an audience, it's so sexy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or a guy that paints. I love guys.
Really?
I paint, and I like guys that are artistic. And that it sounded like I said autistic, didn't it?
No, artistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just like guys that are creative and see things a little more outside the box.
Mm.
So painters are so sexy.
So you're into artists. You're not really into accountants and shit like that.
Well, not necessarily true. I prefer dating someone outside of the industry because if two of us is like crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
but painting and acting is not the same industry.
No.
You know? I mean, you're both creative and,
that's very
and being
true.
Artistic, you know.
I like a guy, regardless of their career, like I would prefer a guy actually that's like an accountant or a doctor or a lawyer, you know, come my way. But they have to have some kind of artsy thing that they do also that they enjoy, whether
like
it be
passion.
Yeah, painting or, you know, yeah, a lot of the guys I've dated, even if they're not in the entertainment industry, they still love something in that realm, you know, as a hobby or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to me because if you're just, you know, regular job for me, we don't think on, we just think differently.
Yeah.
We see things too different. It's too bland for me. I like very colorful people.
Yeah. I know a 9-to-5 guy would not be good for you because he'd be criticizing you for not doing enough, you know?
Ooh.
Because for actors, I mean, you have to wait sometimes a long time between gigs and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah. But anybody that, no one's ever criticized me for not doing enough. If anything, they're saying, take a frickin' break.
Yeah.
Anybody that would say, oh, you're not working hard enough is not my kind of guy.
Because
I work my ass off.
Throw him out the window.
Yeah. It's just, for me, it's not, I never feel like I'm doing enough. But I'm allowed
That's
to feel
good.
That way.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Anyhow,
so also to improve your sex life while you're married, you should see your doctor.
What?
You know, to make sure that, you know, you're
healthy.
Oh, to
make sure everything's working properly?
Yeah, because, I guess they're talking about all the plumbing and everything, you know. You
want to
make sure that everything's okay. They're also saying check your medicine cabinet, you know, and I've heard of this, that common antidepressants like Prozac and Paxil may lift your mood, but they kill your sex drive.
Interesting.
Yeah, and... it's hard for people to get an erection, to come and stuff, you know, from antidepressants and that. So.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, I mean, because I was a dancer and like depression will definitely kill your hormones and you're not horny at all.
But the antidepressants will do that too. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, antidepressants are horrible for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they make you want to commit suicide.
Not really. You know,
no,
I mean, they've helped a lot of people. And you got to remember the people that take it are probably people that were suicidal to begin with, you know.
Sure.
So it's hard to blame it on that. I don't know. I just think that, you know, a lot of people get helped by them, but it does screw up your sex drive.
Sure.
So
definitely does.
But what are they suggesting? You can still enjoy sex. You'll just need more time and stimulation to become aroused and achieve orgasm. All right. So, you don't have a choice. And then finally, take your time and be patient with your partner and yourself as you work to make things better. Sex is like cooking. The end result can be delicious, but it's important to savor the steps along the way.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I will say, though, you know, sex is definitely... it's a very healthy thing that we all need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like so blah today. Can't talk. Not necessarily sex, but intimacy. You know, physical contact with somebody. We need that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, we really do, you know. And the thing is, it makes you feel good. And the nice thing about it is, I think it's the best thing that nature gave us, and it doesn't cost a penny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool, you know? I definitely encourage people to take advantage of it.
Totally. Take advantage of it. But, you know, I have a little respect, too. Uh-huh. This city is full of players, and I can't stand it. I am a respectful person, you know? Like, I would never commit to one person and then be, like, flirting and, you know, exchanging numbers and grabbing 10 other guys, you know, on the side of me.
So you're loyal. I mean, you're
I'm very
faithful.
Loyal, and I expect the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, good. That's the way it should be, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand people with open marriages and stuff. I guess they say that Will and Jada Smith have an open relationship, you know? And now there's some rumors about Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, too. So I don't know if that's the case, but I think if it was the case with Ashton and Demi, they wouldn't be breaking up now. You know?
Right. I mean, I definitely can see how, you know, a marriage can, again, get kind of boring to the point that you both are on the verge of, like, divorce, but you love each other so much you want to save it, so you say, you know, let's kind of just take a breather from each other and see. But at the same time, coming from like a single girl, mm-hmm. And meeting a guy that's married but on a break, you know, it wouldn't be fair to me. I would not be digging that.
Yeah.
Because it's like at the end of the day, you're still going home to that woman, and I don't deserve to, you know, I mean, I deserve more than being like your sidekick girl.
That's true. That's true. You know, and besides, I mean, even if you hook up with a guy like this, he's bound to do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
You know, so. You want to stay away from that. Did you see the movie Hall Pass?
I did.
Yeah, wasn't it funny, though?
You know what?
But except it turned out like...
Line.
Yeah, I mean, but it turned out disappointing for the guys, you know? I mean, as much as they try to have sex and stuff, they never get to it.
Isn't that funny? That's how it always seems to be, though, too. You know, it's the guys, you know, that, you know, give you a run for your money in a way because they make you feel like, oh... From my experience, they don't want to settle down completely, or they just don't like the idea of it, even though they might still be doing that with you, or they're exclusive. So you say, okay, fine, I'm gonna take a break, and they're the ones that aren't doing crap. Meanwhile, you know, the wives are.
I know the movie, actually one of the wives got laid, you know, the other one was.
I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
She felt pretty guilty though afterwards, right?
Yeah, she did. Big deal. But it was funny how the guy just used her. He's like, you know, yeah, I don't care. You know, the guy she had the sex with.
Uh-huh.
Remember? He's like, oh no, I mean, look at our age difference, you know.
Oh my gosh. That guy
That's
was a
devastating.
Dick.
Yeah.
That character. There are guys like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I would
all the time. I can't understand this. I mean, many guys are just like so shallow, you know. And I'm hearing from my daughter too about guys. You know, she's like 21 now, and she's telling me about all these jerks and stuff, and I just can't believe it. You know, it's like you just want to go and beat them up.
Yeah. You know? But how are they jerks? So like, that's the thing. Like, I have not had any horrible experiences. Like, the guys that I've dated, like, it hasn't worked out just because it hasn't worked out. But
right.
I would never call them jerks. Like, they've all been, for the most part, they're great guys.
Yeah.
It just wasn't...
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to get into her private life and stuff. But let's just say that the guy used her.
Oh,
you know?
That's horrible.
And, and that's terrible, you know, because you lead a girl on and then you just, you know, then you just treat her like crap. I don't like that, you know.
Well, it
that
does
sucks.
Seem very often that I hear a lot of people in LA, it's like unless you're getting something out of that relationship besides the whole point of being in a relationship, like just moral and support and, you know, intimacy, a lot of people expect something else or, you know, I don't know what it may be, but I mean success or, you know, like if the other person has a better career, you know, you want them helping you out or you.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are dating for. Bad reasons.
Yeah, no, that's true, you know, and I think for guys who have sisters, excuse me, it's a lot easier to treat women with respect, I think, you know, because
I always love guys that have sisters.
You know, sisters or daughters or stuff, because then you see the other side, you know, and then you realize, look what I'm doing to these girls, you know, to these women.
Not to mention, you're just more support, you know, you feel like you have to protect her. You're more protective and caring.
Right, yeah.
So you know how to treat a woman because you've already grown up kind of nurturing your sister in a way and kind of looking after her.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you know, I mean,
always
when I hear...
love a guy that has a sister.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I've screwed some women and stuff, you know, in that way when I was younger, you know, like, you know, just go to bed and then, you know, move on and stuff.
Yeah.
But... You know, when I see it happening to my daughter, it's a really tough thing to deal with.
I bet. Oh, yeah. I'd be pissed. My dad, oh my God. My dad would go kill somebody.
I know. Sometimes I want to, you know, but I just, you can't do it. You can't go and
it's
kill somebody,
funny, yeah.
you know.
My dad's always been so protective.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only met one guy that I've dated, okay?
Really?
And it was a 3-year relationship. And of those 3 years I was dating this guy, my dad only met this guy once.
Really?
Yeah. So I keep it very distant. I don't usually bring a guy under the roof of my family's home.
Yeah. Are your family okay with you dating black guys?
Oh, they don't care. I mean, I don't just date black guys. It just happens to be that my ex was mixed, you know?
Okay.
And what are they going to do? You know, you can't really...
Well, you mentioned 3 boyfriends. That's why I'm asking.
Well, of 3 boyfriends, 2 of them were black.
Oh, 2 of them were black.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like a habit or anything.
Oh, no. I mean, it just happened to be
just
that
happens.
Those worked out, you know? I mean,
right.
I don't know. Maybe white guys are just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know parents sometimes can have a hard time with it, right?
Yeah, not in my household, though. You know, I mean, what can you expect growing up in an area where it's 1% white people anyway, you know? And the white guys there were not too impressive.
Yeah,
so.
I guess your parents had to take some kind of responsibility there for raising you there.
Yeah. You know, it just made me a better person, too, though, growing and just learning more about other cultures. And I loved it. I wouldn't have wanted to grow up anywhere else.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So you had a good childhood.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So going into another topic completely, you know that Netflix raised their prices and alienated a lot of people and shit. I mean, they virtually doubled their prices.
Wait, I thought they were going to raise it, and then they decided not to after all the complaints.
No, what they decided not to is to split the service into two.
Oh, okay.
Because they were going to separate it into Quickster, which would provide the DVDs, and then Netflix, which would give you the streaming and price them differently. And what happened is a lot of people got irritated with that. And apparently Netflix lost 800,000 subscribers.
Holy crap.
And it's
almost a million.
Its stock fell 35% yesterday.
Holy crap.
35 freaking percent, man.
That's insane.
Yeah. Now, my question is, are they going to let that CEO still stay there, you know? I think he deserves to go, man.
Oh, yeah. Ta-ta. Sayonara.
Fucked up big time.
That's horrible. Now, I mean, can they just change it back to what it was?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said they're leaving it the way it is, but they're not lowering the price. So I don't know how many people are going to stay. You know, I mean, look, the thing is, the way I look at it is I was shocked, too, to get the email where they're going to double the prices. But I still think, you know, $20, less than $20 a month and you get all the movies you want. Not a bad deal.
Right.
You know, I mean, you go to the movies, you spend more than that.
They lost 800,000 subscribers because of that. That's pretty crazy.
That's a lot. Yeah. People decided to, I guess, rebel against them or something, you know.
Yeah.
But
I don't blame them in a way, because it just seems like, oh, it's never enough, you know?
Yeah.
At the same time, it's still very reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I think so, too. But
things really add up monthly. You know, left and right, things are all being, the amount's being increased. It's like, okay, $20 might not sound a lot, but when everything is like being, you know, escalated to a more pricey, more pricey, it's just like, come on.
Yeah. I know.
How do you live a comfortable lifestyle and still have fun?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, if you love movies, $20 a month is nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So I just kept it for now. I don't know. You know, I don't watch that many movies either. But, you know, we rented Rango the other day. Have you seen that?
No, that's
terrible.
With Johnny Depp,
yeah,
right?
We couldn't get to
terrible?
See more. Well, you know what? Okay, I can't say terrible about the whole movie because we only watched about 15 minutes of it. But
enough said right there. You couldn't get through it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like your average animation movie, you know?
Huh.
I mean, the characters are kind of gross, you know? I mean, like all kinds of animals, you know, like chameleon and what was that other thing that was like a blob or something.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what the hell it was.
That's funny.
And it wasn't that pleasing to watch, you know? I don't know. And Johnny Depp, I just can't get into his movies. I don't know. It seems like they're all so weird. Do you like Johnny Depp? You probably like the way he looks. And,
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I am a huge fan of Johnny Depp, but I'm just not huge into animations.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a very special animation for me to really like it. So Rango, I have no desire to see, even if Johnny Depp's in it. I really don't care. But I mean, Johnny Depp and like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or
you like
saw
that?
The Tourist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love his work. He's phenomenal. Edward Scissorhands. Come
I know,
on.
But it's all weird movies. It's movies I would never see, you know?
That's what I love about him.
I'm sure.
He's totally the kind of guy I would date.
Yeah?
Yeah? Crazy Tim Burton type. Yeah.
Really? So you look for that?
Yeah, I like strange. I mean, I'm just amused by interesting people, different people.
Yeah, obviously, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So.
Maybe you should start dating other different cultures and stuff. You know, I don't know.
I've tried it all.
Have you been with Asians at all?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
No, I have not. I've met some really attractive Asians that I've, you know, thought, oh, this could work out. But I've never had sex with an Asian.
Really?
No. Yeah. I've heard it's really different, though, apparently.
Is
but I think
really?
That's with sex with an Asian female, and I'm not into females.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard, though, a lot of white guys are obsessed with Asian chicks.
Yeah. Because they seem to be accommodating, I guess. That's the, I think that's a stereotype. You know, okay. They'll do like anything for you type of a thing, you
Yuck.
Know.
I'm like, ew, okay.
For a guy, it's good.
Anytime I picture like an Asian having sex, I just think of like these awkward noises. I don't know.
Well, you must have watched one or something to know that.
That's how it is in the movies, right? Yeah. I just go by the
exactly,
movies.
Exactly, yeah. I know the Japanese porn is a little different, you know.
It is, yeah.
I know, it's funny, but yeah, I don't think I ever had sex with an Asian either. I have with a couple of black girls, and I'm trying to think of any other cultures.
I love that we're talking about this.
Yeah. Well, why not, you know?
Why not? Exactly. Yeah, Asians, no.
Yeah.
I think I've dated pretty much every other ethnicity, though.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you see, I would. I mean, I would. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that picky, you know, when it comes to sex. I mean, you know, just give me vagina and I'm good, you know?
See, that's what I don't like, though, you know? Guys were just,
guys
you know?
Like that, man. You got to understand, you know? I mean, it doesn't mean that we can't be romantic and everything, but that's what constantly is on our mind, you know? And,
I know.
Yeah, you got
to
accept it.
But a girl wants to feel special.
Of
that's
course.
Just, that's
of course.
What it is.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you can still make a girl feel special and have great sex with her. I don't see a
problem
with that.
Right, but knowing that you're willing to have sex with just anybody, it's
no,
like,
no, that's not it, you
ew.
Know. I mean, in fantasy, it's good, but not in real life, you know.
Yeah. I just think of, like, where is your penis been, you know? Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, oh, God.
Well, that's the way it is, you know. I mean, it used to be where people would only have one sexual partner their whole life. But I can't imagine that.
And that's not cool either. Yeah. You know, you have to experience before you settle down.
You really do. You know, do a test drive or something.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to know that what you've got, what you're going to settle down with is the best thing.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how can people get married without ever having sex before? You
but
know?
People do. I don't understand that either, you know?
Because maybe sex is not that important to them. They figure, you know, we'll make it work
either,
out.
But
you
at
know?
The same time, it's like...
Yeah.
Just weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because physical intimacy is very important.
Yeah.
You know, and
it
one
really
person,
is.
I just think it's too narrow. You know,
yeah.
Anybody, like to me, if I were to meet a guy and he's a virgin, that's immediately a turn off to me.
Really?
Yeah. Not because, yeah. Like, I mean, I can hold off on sex. I don't need to have sex with you.
Right.
But it just means, like, it's just weird to me. It's so black and white. Mm. You know, don't you want experience?
Oh, so you mean a guy that doesn't want to experience it or just because they're a virgin?
That's a virgin willing to wait till marriage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a turnoff.
Yeah, that is a turnoff.
Isn't it?
Especially on a guy, man. Like, what's
yeah.
wrong with you?
Yeah. It's like, are you gay? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I have not really. Have I? I don't think I know any virgin. Oh, I do know one virgin that pops into my mind.
Really?
And he's so hot, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm like.
I know. I know a woman who was, she was on the show. She's 28, 29, and is a virgin, according
Isn't
to
Isn't that unattractive, though? That does not turn me on.
No.
It wouldn't turn me on if
yeah,
I
Yeah, it's
to.
Like you're saying, this person is definitely not into sex.
So you're
you
inexperienced.
Know? Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought guys would always dig that because they're like, oh, yeah, I want to, you know, I want to be your first.
Yeah. Some guys are like that, but many do not want to be with a virgin because...
Then there's so much pressure, you know, also.
There's pressure, and they're also saying that they get clingy and everything, you know, and...
Ugh.
Yeah.
A lot of girls do, though. Apparently, a lot of girls, I hear the complaints all the time.
Uh-huh.
Once, you know, you have sex with a chick, she get automatically... something changes in her body. She becomes more clingy.
Yeah.
She feels, you know, that you guys...
She's become... ready to move in.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like... I hear that stuff all the time from my guy friends. I'm like the total opposite. It's just horrible. But to the point that I think I give guys the idea that I'm not into them.
Mm.
So.
Well, then you got to watch your signals a little better.
Watch the signals. Watch the signals.
Yeah.
I'll watch my signals, Sam.
So I guess Lindsay Lohan's dad got arrested yesterday on suspicion of domestic violence.
What else is new? Seriously. Him
I mean, this
and her
guy,
in the news every day.
I know. I mean, this guy is like so friggin' crazy, you know? And apparently, the police was called to his home And, you know, there was a complaint by his live-in girlfriend. So apparently when they arrested him, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the hospital and everything, you know, probably trying to stall, you know.
Yeah.
But then as soon as he felt better, bam, they put the cuffs on him and took him to jail.
I never understood that. People who, you know, it seems like people who have interactions with police, it's a consistent thing. Or, you know, it's like I've, knock on wood, never, you know, had any horrible experience that brought me to the jail, you know, or got me locked up.
Yeah. Some people, that's
but
their
it's
lifestyle.
A trend.
You
it's
know?
A trend for Lindsay Lohan and her father.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, they're just always...
Well, I mean, look how screwed up he is. Her mother is not like, you know, the picture of sainthood. So, you know, look at her. Look at Lindsay.
That's
she's totally...
stupid things, though, too. Like, what was, she, you know, you heard the story of when she went into a store and, like, accidentally stole or walked out with like a really expensive necklace on. What is wrong with you? Are you on crack?
Yeah.
You definitely have the money to buy that. And I mean,
that's the thing. I mean, these people are friggin' crazy. And I really think that fame makes you like that. You know, fame makes you like do crazy things because I don't think people are ever ready for that kind of fame.
Well, there's no doubt, too. You know, when you start to have that treatment of stardom or, like, you know, everyone's looking up to you and treating you like, you know, you're just, you're a piece of, you're a diamond. You get used to that to the point that you feel like you control the world, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And things are given to you more and just life's easier all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So you just feel, and then you start to, I'm sure, get kind of bored with always, you know, being... given everything, you just want to kind of test, you always test it out, you know, what can I get away with, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true, you know, and, you know, but she's just like a troublemaker. I mean, she, you know, she's totally screwed up, obviously, from her childhood.
Yeah.
And I can't understand it, you know. I guess she was late for the first day of community service. Did you know that?
Unbelievable.
She was supposed to show up and she never, she
and
was supposed
the other thing.
To.
It's all horse shit, honestly. Like, she's in all these, you know, court, she's in court all the time now with her lawyer because of the community service crap. It's like, you know what, if you were anybody else, if I was in that position, I would have been locked up already, you know?
Probably.
I mean, she's just been in court nonstop because of this community service, which is not a big, do your freaking community service.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it done.
She was supposed to do it at a morgue. I mean, can you imagine that?
Well,
how could they force anybody to work at a morgue, man?
What do you mean? It's your community service.
Yeah, I know.
With all the crap she's done, I mean, come on, give me a break.
I know, but it's so morbid. I mean, I don't want to be around dead people.
I guess.
Oh, man. It's pretty gross, I think.
I mean, I think if I was in her situation, any community service that I had to do, I would have done immediately.
Yeah,
get
it out of the way.
Don't want to have to do with this, you know, any more to do with this. I want it to be out of my life and in the past.
Yeah.
But clearly she just keeps it in, you know? I mean, this is like never ending with her.
I know.
Not good.
Kelsey Grammer, I guess, he's got a new TV show.
Oh, goody.
So he's being interviewed everywhere. But the thing is, the interesting thing he says is that, you know how Camille on Beverly Hills Housewives, I mean, I don't watch it, but...
That's his ex-wife,
right? And she badmouths him all the time. All the time.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, she made him, like, into a piece of shit already. And so he claims that she wanted to marry Frasier and not really Kelsey Grammer, you know.
Oh, my God.
She had this fantasy, I guess, that she was marrying Frasier.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. I know. But that's, I guess, what he felt. So, you know.
I remember watching, like, one episode, though, of what is it she's on? Like, one of those L.A. Housewife-type reality shows, right?
Right.
I remember watching an episode, and he was in a clip of it, and you could just see, though, you know, he was not very friendly towards her and very distant, and so, I don't know.
No, she's told a lot of terrible stories about him. That's why I think they're, you know, they're so, like, irritated
Rocky.
With each other and stuff, yeah.
What's your birth sign?
It's a Taurus.
Okay, I think I've asked you.
It's Taurus, yeah. Right. And May 10th is actually...
Okay.
Yeah. You're in April, did you say? March?
Yeah. April 11th, Aries.
Yeah, Aries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've known a few Aries in my life.
Were they crazy?
Yeah, not crazy, you know, but they were hard to get along with.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I tend to get along with everyone.
Because they say that Aries tend to be like like ram into a wall, like.
Guilty.
So yeah, not very flexible. I think they just want to have their way and run into the wall if they have to.
I guess we are stubborn, yeah.
Yeah, in that way. So, but yeah. But nevertheless, you can't generalize about people from their signs.
Absolutely.
It's just
not
a fun thing to do, but that's about it,
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Steph, it is that time.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the rain, which is not rain at all. And okay, so thanks, everybody. Hopefully, we'll have the porn star here tomorrow, and we'll see you all then.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.